Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Behold, I will gather all the countries, whether I have driven them in my anger and in my fury and in great wrath, and I will bring them again unto this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. This is a covenant. Isaiah, Jeremiah 32, I'll give you these verses next week, or Latrice will. And I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and of their children after them. Verse number 40, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them, and I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, and they shall not depart from me. Yea, I will rejoice over them to do good, and I will plant them in this land assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul. There's verses after verses after verses where God has promised Israel, I'm going to put you in that land, and I'm going to take care of you forever, forever. And he calls it an everlasting covenant. It's interesting. Then we also see, well, I won't get into a Davidic covenant, where that ties in with the millennium, where God promised David, remember little David? All right, David in 2 Samuel chapter number 7, God promised David, you're going to sit on my throne in Jerusalem. And not only that, you're going to reign forever there in Jerusalem. For those of you who studied with us during the millennium, during that section of the millennium, Jesus will rule and reign in the millennium on the throne of David there in Jerusalem. And the Bible tells us, and I have verses here, we'll put them out next week to you, in Jeremiah 37 through 9, and Ezekiel 34, 23, and verse number 24, Ezekiel 37, 24 and 20. Let me give you a couple of them. He makes David a promise that you're going to rule Israel. Ezekiel, let me show you. Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, there it is. Let me give you some verses. I wish y'all could see my scribbling. I can't even read it. All right, here it is. That's why it needs to be typed out. Verse number 23 of Ezekiel 34. And I will set up one shepherd over them and shall feed them, even my servant David. And he shall feed them and he shall be their shepherd. And I will be their God and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken it. So get the picture. In the millennium, Jesus is going to rule in Jerusalem and David will be his co-regent, if you will. He uses the word prince here. And then we looked at the millennium, that the 12 apostles will sit upon the 12 thrones ruling over Israel. Let me give you another one. Ezekiel 37, verses 24 and 25. And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they shall have one shepherd, and they shall walk in my judgments, observe my statutes, and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children. And the next word is forever. In Israel, forever. And then it says this, and my servant David shall be their prince forever. So we see, again, some covenants God had given, not just to Israel, but also little David. That same David who messed up with Bathsheba, Uriah the Hittite, and all these things. But he was a man after God's own heart, and God made promises to David, and God doesn't lie. It's an everlasting covenant. We've already read this, okay? And it's forever. Now, for the time remaining, there's also what's called a new covenant. And that's what I want to share, and we'll go more into this next week. Let me introduce the new covenant. Again, this is dealing with Israel, not the church. It's Israel. In Jeremiah chapter number 31, verses 31 through 34. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant, not an old one, a new one, with the house of Israel, not with the church, but with Israel and the house of Judah. I'm in verse number 31, Jeremiah 31. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in that day, but now a new covenant. Verse number 33, but this shall be a covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it on their hearts and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. He's talking about the nation of Israel, that new covenant. He's going to give them a new heart, and he's going to forgive them of those things that and I don't want to bring other preachers in, that they said God's cast them off forever. God has not cast. Aren't you glad God can forgive you? He's going to forgive the nation of Israel, and we're reading it right here. Ezekiel 36, real quick. And this gets gooder and gooder. Man, where should I start? I don't want to read all this. Time won't allow. Okay, let me just start in verse number 30. Therefore saith the Lord of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, he shall have none to sit upon the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast. I think I'm in the right place. Yeah. No, I'm not in the right place. Ezekiel, that's Ezekiel 36. Ah, there you go. This is much better. Verse number 26. Let me go to 25. Ezekiel 36. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols, I cleanse you. In other words, Israel worshiping to true, we get on. He said, I want to cleanse you of that. A new heart also will I give you. A new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away that stony heart out of your flesh. And I will give you a heart of flesh, a new heart. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. They're not doing that today, but they will. And ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will also save you from all your uncleanness, and I will call for the corn, talking about millennium, and will increase it and lay no famine upon you. Remember, he talks about how during the millennium that the Dead Sea will produce fish. The fishermen's Megiddo, it all ties in here. Verse number 30, and I will multiply the fruit of the tree and increase the field. Verse number 31, then ye shall remember your own evil way and your doings, and ye shall loathe it. And look at verse number 32. Not for your sakes do I this. I'm not doing this for you, Israel, saith the Lord, because you rebelled against me, you revolted. But notice this, but be known unto you, and be ashamed, and be confounded for your own ways, O house. God is doing it for himself, for his name. Thus saith the Lord, in the day that I have cleansed you from all of your iniquities, I will cause you to dwell in the cities, and waste shall be builded, and desolate land shall be tilled. And it goes on, verse number 35, that land was desolate, it shall become like the Garden of Eden. Verse number 36, the heathen that are left round about will know that the Lord has spoken and he's going to do this. Verse number 37, the Lord said, I will yet thus be inquired by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock, as a holy flock, as a flock of Jerusalem, and a solemn feast. And it just goes on and on. In the verse chapter number 37, it talks about the valley of dry bones. Knee bone connected to the leg bone. Remember that song? Okay, and then the meat and the sinews and all, how it all comes together. This is how he does that, where the nation of Israel comes together in chapters number 37. Then you see an everlasting covenant in chapter 37 of 26, and a covenant of peace with them. It goes on and on. Chapter 38 is the battle of Gog and Magog, 38 and 39. It goes on. All that's during the tribulation period in the millennium, what God's going to do for the nation of Israel.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. is our prayer.